Well, in this new age, it's nice to see that we have a female personal trainer in addition to the four that I've already interviewed. Karen Creasy has been working here for a while. Karen, how long have you been here, actually?
Here as in Sun City Shadow Hills?
Yes.
Just about a year.
About a year. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing water aerobics primarily, mm-hmm.
Water exercise, right? Classes, yes.
I see.
And some training, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's start with your backstory. Did you grow up here? How long
I
have you been?
I did not. So I grew up in Oregon, and I have been in the Coachella Valley for 7 years. I came down here specifically, was brought down here to build and develop the Palm Desert Aquatic Center, which I did. And along with that came opportunities to train and work with people in the water.
I see. Mm-hmm. And all of the trainers who I've interviewed so far have come to this profession from a point of pain.
Mm-hmm.
They themselves had been injured, and then
right.
part of their recovery got them interested in it. You are the first, however, who is actually a cancer survivor.
Mm.
How does that experience help you in your training?
Well, a lot of what I do is in injury and illness rehabilitation for people. That's a lot of what I spend my time doing. And so really the cancer piece, as far as my personal training goes, was in the rehabilitation of cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That was a harsh treatment, and so rehabilitating from that put me in World's Gym on a treadmill, walking very slowly, trying to build my stamina back. And I did successfully do that, and so I'm here today healthy.
Yeah, well, in an active senior community, I suspect that we have a lot of people like that, and you can relate to them in ways that a 21-year-old probably can't.
That's true.
So is most of your training done in the water?
Some of my training is done in the water. I would say most of my training is done on land.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is comfortable getting in the water, although the water is a perfect vehicle for training for some. And so I will and am very comfortable using the water when I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have taken some of your fitness classes, and the thing I notice is it's a lot easier to stretch when you're in the water. Somehow your hand is slippier, and you get a better stretch more conveniently than you do on land.
Yeah, there's a lot of things actually that you can do in the water easier just because of the properties of the water and what it gives you and gains. So usually in the water, inflammation is less. So if you were recovering from a knee replacement, for instance, getting in the water and walking in the water might be easier than walking out on a treadmill or walking on a track in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does lend for some unique training opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I don't know for sure, but I would imagine to be the case, is that a lot of women are probably more comfortable taking or having a woman trainer than a man. Have you found that?
I have found that. It depends completely on the individual and the person and what they're looking for. With my background, I've been training for 30 years, and that includes water as well as land. And my background has sort of morphed into what I described before as injury and illness rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not necessarily unique to just women or unique to just men. So it sort of depends on what people are looking for and what they're hoping to gain by getting a trainer.
Yeah. Well, and I've been interviewing all of them and trying to find some distinctions that the audience can benefit from. But,
well, women versus man is a good distinction there.
Yeah, but also injury rehabilitation is a good one. You've been down that path and know the ropes, so to speak.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, well, thank you for stopping in.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
And we look forward to seeing you around the gym.
Very good. Thanks.